been on this path connecting with your generation, kind of like that. Joel, you know, Joel Stock still is a 7,000 youth pastor. She's networking with out of Baton Rouge. And then I was just with Benny Leafshire, who is with Jesus Culture, head of Jesus Culture, another son of the Lord. And it just seems like there's this kind of convergence going on of people, you know, really march to the beat of a different drummer and just saying, you know, okay, we're totally not winning a generation and having to grapple with what this looks like and how to change things. And so, and then the Lord just was talking over and over about Minnesota, how you were, you know, how critical you were to change the nation. And the Lord would say, I am going to establish you as a family first. The Lord says, and out of relationship is going to come legacy, says God. And the Lord says, I am going to anoint you to connect the generations in a way that you do not yet understand. For you feel that you are feeling your way after God. But the Lord says, I am putting you on a path. And the Lord says, even not just renewal, but totally reformation. And God says to you, there are mantles in this state that I am waiting to drop to begin to do a new wine move of the Holy Spirit, says God. And not only for you, but for the children of the state. The Lord says, I am going to sweep in like fire, says the Lord. And so the Lord says, I am deconstructing to reconstruct. And the Lord says, in the deconstruction, you will almost feel at loose ends. You're going to feel like you don't fit. And the Lord says, that is because I am in a period of deconstruction of the old religious system. But God says, as I am doing that, I am forming a new wine community. And so the Lord says to you, watch and see what I will do for out of this community. In fact, I even literally see some people will live in community. And I see that some people, I see you buying properties together. I see the Lord calling you to a simple life. I see the Lord saying to you that there's going to be a lot of things not important to you. But the Lord says, I am deconstructing the spirit of mammon. And God says, I am reconstructing this life. You will be social justice missionaries. Call to begin to have a return to even eradicating poverty, fighting justice issues, human trafficking causes. And the Lord says, but I'm going to put together a community that is brilliant in technology. You're going to be that force, that underground movement that is going to create a rumbling in the earth, says the Lord. And this rumbling will create a shaking of systems. And the Lord says, you will be a force against humanism. You will be a force against relativism. I am going to give you a plumb line holiness and purity message, says God. And so the Lord says to you, you are going to increase in ways beyond your natural understanding, says the Lord. And so the Lord says, even this day, I'm going to begin to fall upon you. And the Lord says, watch and see, because there will be whole, especially the small rural communities, God says, I am going to begin to build, for the revival will come and begin in places of fire in the rural parts of this state, says God, and they're going to burn into the larger cities. And so God says, watch and see what I am going to do in ways beyond belief. I'm going to marry creativity with graphic design, with film, arts, entertainment, media. I'm going to raise together radical communities that are change agents, says the Lord. I will raise up a new generation of revivalists from your midst, says the Lord. Revivalists that even I can throw like arrows into the nations of the earth, says the Lord.
Yes.
But what I will begin here will affect Scandinavia. It will begin to affect Russia. It will begin to affect Europe. It will be burning across Europe for the re-evangelization of Europe. Connections with Germany. Connections are going to... I'm making divine connections. So the Lord says, I am sifting some things even in your midst. Do not be sifted out. Get ready and let me purge you in my fire to be my burning arrows. So is any of that confirming?
Father, we receive this. We receive this. It's from your very hands, from your mouth. We receive, we step into it. We step into it with grateful, humble hearts. Humbled because who are we? Grateful because you called us and you want to use us. We're excited. But we dare not go in our own power, so we ask for an increase of the Holy Spirit. We ask for the anointing of the Spirit.
Thank you,
to
Lord.
Bring about that which you have decreed.
And the Lord says, and then I will even use you to influence more the intelligentsia community. I'm going to shake Dinky Town. I am going to shake it to its roots. I just see the hand of God pulling out roots from Dinky Town. I see God touching the university, campus awakening. And I see the Holy Spirit just shaking campuses. And school.
Oh,
and there's going to be a divine reversal of what the humanistic systems have put in place. And so the Lord says, watch and see. For I am coming as a consuming fire. And I am going to begin to consume those wicked roots and those things that have been put into the state. Old wine religious systems. And the Lord says, don't be surprised if they push back by print and by media. Don't even read the things they are saying. The Lord says to you, Paul, I gave you the anointing of an apostle. God says to you that I have worked in you a work of humility. And the Lord says you have been like Daniel in the fire. And the Lord says even the powers that be have wanted to take you apart. But the Lord says, stand firm and stand tall. For the Lord says, I have caused you to stand head and shoulders above the others, even in the natural, says the Lord. But the Lord says, I will use your gift of writing to communicate. And the Lord says, you will write documents that will be like the thesis tacked on the Wittenberg door, says the Lord. For I am anointing you to lead a new reformation, says God. And the Lord says, even as Luther had to come out from the midst, I have called you out, but I am bringing a generation with you. And the Lord says, I'm going to make provision for the two of you for your dreams. And the Lord says, you are entering into the third phase of your life, even as I am moving into this third great awakening and reformation, says the Lord. So the Lord says, know that there is provision, for I would not have you be short-handed. God says, don't be afraid to move out in a time of famine. I will give you the anointing like Isaac. Isaac prospered in the midst of famine. So the Lord says, cut off all poverty thinking, saying, we can't do this and we can't do this. Because I would say, I am calling you to be a can-do person. You make a decision that it can happen. I will give you a greater measure of faith so you can go from glory in glory. And the Lord says, you will build the information highway. The highway of holiness will be over the web presence. I'm going to bring the people that will do web, that do the postings on YouTube. God says it's going to go fast and it will be a viral movement, says the Lord.
Social media.
Amen. I think that's what I have.
this in a little. In my lifetime, there has always been a warfare between what I would call people of the soil, those who have an understanding of God and His systems and how things are to work, because they're close to agricultural communities and they're not people of the concrete. Now, people of the concrete are those who are, you know, they live in the urban areas and they don't even know what a horse or a cow looks like. But there's an elitist spirit that usually exists with people of the concrete that want to tell the people of the soil how things need to be. But the people of the soil are closer to God and understanding His ways than the people of the concrete. So there's always this tension that goes on. And this is a state that understands the soil. You understand the reliance you have on a creator to be able to sustain life even. And so don't allow, and I think this ties into what Cindy was prophesying, do not allow the people of the concrete, the elitist mentality, to intimidate the understanding that the people of the soil have, because they're closer to God, they're closer to the reality of the order of nature that God created than the people of the concrete. So don't be ashamed.
And it'll be an organic movement, and the Lord says it's going to be organic, not in only the way it grows, but in this season of somehow, I don't know, community that may, some branches might have a sense of communal living. I literally see crops being grown. I see people teaching a whole, it will be a lifestyle change. And the Lord just says to you, it's going to be so radically different. It's going to look different, and it's going to taste different as well, because God is going to have a call to living a life healthy that is even for the physical body. Be careful it doesn't get too far off, that you stay in balance with that. But the Lord says there is going to be an element that will be the stewarding of the land.
Yeah, it's
spirit, soul, and body, in other words.
Yes.
Let me just elaborate a little on the people of the soil thing, because I'm not saying that you've got to go back to become farmers, you know, like go backwards in time. What I'm saying is that understanding of God's order and God's nature is better understood by people of the soil than the people of the concrete. So don't, it's not to say take a step backward, but it's to say that the understanding has got to be superimposed upon the culture that the people of the soil have. That's the one that's got to win for the culture to move where God wants it to go.
We are here, and you're prophesying out here. We all know there's something. There's some reason why God brought us together. We know it's a lot bigger than we are. When I read that prophecy that you gave about North Heights to these two guys, we're going to a basketball game, I couldn't get through it, because I knew in my heart that was real. That was something. Some of this group now has started to connect with North Heights. Two of them are on staff. Those two over there on the team. Others are ministering with the youth. It just happened in the last year. It's like a wonderful conspiracy.
Some of them are in the prayer room right now.
Orchestrating that God is just doing. And there's revival among the youth at North Heights. It started there. There was some attempt to bring it out more, and it didn't quite happen. But we feel there's a reason. We just started a school a month ago, and feel not half a month ago. We feel that that's to move into something of an apostolic issue. I don't think I've told you guys that, but my vision is that by 2011, the fall of 2011, we'll have a full-on school. You know, they can say, let's go to Reading, or let's go to Kansas City, or let's go to St. Paul. Yeah. That God will give us something of a substantial nature where people can come here and be taught by you guys. So, there's a lot more to her vision than what I've articulated, but it's in line with an apostolic center where Jesus Christ is truly Lord of every area. And we've got young adults coming that can do movies, that won things at the college level, university level, and that know how to put together movies. And so when I read that, I said, yes, that's going to happen. We got musicians. I wish my daughter
Whoever that is.
Yeah, you prayed for her. You picked her out about 6 years ago when you were here, and you prayed over her, and there's
the
potential.
She said the girl in the blue sweater. You.
There's the potential for CDs, like you said in that prophecy. Mm-hmm. Do you remember what you said?
The one who notifies pieces of it. I remember baptism.
Yeah.
That part.
You said there'd be as many children, young people, as there are adults and older adults.
It'll be a very young movement.
Yeah.
Tattooed and piercing time.
Yeah, you guys got to read that. You maybe haven't seen it.
Oh, that was big.
Yeah, just went for it.
did you hear our group is called Communitas? The name of our group is Communitas. It's about community. And we right now have, let me see, counting Judah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in our home. And then, of course, on Tuesday nights we have 80 plus. But I also wanted to confirm the words you had after Paul spoke in tongues just now. I saw the picture of God's people being equipped, and I wrote it down, and as an army carrying weapons of warfare, like as firearms. It's a simple picture, but I've had that picture for a while, for community, communitas, being equipped. We're being equipped. That's what we're doing. We're being trained and equipped to be his army, and he's giving us the firearms, the power to fight.
You know, when I was with Lou this week, we were doing a lot of talking, and you know, different networks I'm networking with, like this Deborah Women in Leadership. One of the things that they're doing there in Tucson, which is where Margaret Sanger began her clinic. You know, Planned Parenthood began there with a clinic for mothers for Hispanic women, and but. Jan Anderson just challenged him to activism, and they have a mega church there, and she's a pastor along with her husband. And so what she did is she found out where all the churches were in the area, and there, you know, most cities in America, you do baby drop-offs. They drop off babies at fire stations or different places, and they go in the foster care system. So we were talking about fostering kids, so she went back and mapped all the churches, and she had a meeting and challenged them to begin to be trained for fostering. And so the second one, those babies dropped off, they're going to go into one of those churches. And then they're starting adoption agencies too. And they're also outfitting mobile sonic clinics, pro-life clinics with sonograms going right onto the university campuses to save babies. And you know, it's like, it's that social justice missionary, the marriage and mission is social justice, but what you're saying about even living so much is very interesting, because at 18, kids are kicked out of the foster care system. They don't provide after 18 years old, so these kids are literally put onto the streets from their foster homes. And so, you know, I just, you know, ask the Lord to show you, you know, how to do this. And he's starting these equipping centers all over. We're just in Las Vegas, where we were. I mean, this church was so radical. They sell tickets to all their events through Ticketmaster. You know, they're just, they're starting arts and entertainment school there. You know, so I feel like, you know, take that and just pray into it. Some of it might take 10 years to do or 20, or, you know, I mean, it's like, you don't know. But it's there. And the Holy Spirit is kind of brooding over it, and he'll start, and there'll be people that come on and say, well, I'm going to take that piece, or I'm going to take that piece, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it'll just come, you know, but it doesn't have to be a labor. The Holy Spirit is going to breathe on it.
Yeah. Just put your hand on him.
Okay.
If you want to just come in close here. They need rest, 3 hours of sleep.